Welcome to this guided meditation. It's a time to meet God as we need to be met. And we do this with our imagination, which is absolutely a gift from the Spirit. There's no way to do it wrong. It's something to make your own and let your imagination take you where it needs to, where you need to go. So if I'm saying something that takes you in another way, just do what you need to do. And so it's a gracious imagining, no self-judgment, and be willing to feel your feelings and allow them because they're there to teach you. And if you hear a critical voice, that is not Jesus, that is not God. And so you can just shut that voice up. So I invite you to center yourself. And we will begin with breathing. Breathe in for 5. And hold it, and out. And in for 5. And out. As you breathe slowly and deeply from your abdomen, feeling it expand with every breath. Breathe in the Spirit and breathe out everything that weighs you down till your lungs are empty. Breathe in the Spirit and breathe out anything that you hold or that holds you till your lungs are empty. And allow your breath to draw you back to it throughout the prayer, to continue centering you, suspending any judgment, just returning to your breath as you think about it. Today I invite you to picture yourself on a hike with Jesus. This could be a place that you're familiar with or a place that you'd like to go. It is a safe place. You know that you are completely safe and even safe to be yourself here, free. You're free. So picture the surroundings on your hike. The color and the type of vegetation. What season of the year is it? Picture the weather on this day. How did you dress for this hike? What are you wearing? Do you need to be for this hike? So smell the smells and hear the sounds. Feel the trail beneath your feet. Jesus meets you at the trailhead and he says, I'm so glad you're here. There's something I want to show you. Let's walk together. It's a good long hike to this destination. What do you talk about as you walk with Jesus today? What's on your mind, on your heart? Jesus asks, how is my precious brother or sister, my precious friend? How do you respond? Says, it seems like you want to ask me a question. Seems like something is brewing in there. What do you ask? And how does Jesus respond to you? In the distance, you hear the sound of rushing water. You realize you feel very thirsty. What is your deepest thirst today? Take a moment and discern and name that thirst. Tell Jesus about your thirst. After a while, the two of you crest a hill. There's a huge waterfall. It's just stunning. Feel the waterfall. The spray, the coolness. Picture the height and the breadth, the rocks that it cascades over, the amount and the sound and the power of the water. Sit there at the waterfall with Jesus. Jesus says, this fountain is my grace, my love poured out for you, pouring, always pouring. As you step into the pool below, what do you feel? You look at the fountain of grace pouring over you. And you look into Jesus' eyes and you see the same thing. Love pouring out for you. Standing in the pool with Jesus, the pool of his love, how deep is it? And what is the temperature? How does it feel on your skin? You ask Jesus, is it safe to drink? He says, absolutely. Drink to your heart's content. What does Jesus' love for you taste like? Suddenly you realize that as the two of you will need to leave, you want to grab a water bottle, a vat, a thermos, and take some with you. Where is it in your life that you're trying to hold that grace that was meant to pour? Where are you trying to capture it and hold it? What's the name of that water bottle? Jesus says, oh, you won't need that. Once you've been to the fount, my living water gushes forth in you. Do you believe it? Jesus turns his focus to the sparrow. What do you do with the water bottle? Seeing your concern, Jesus says, you know, you can't take enough water with you for the journey. How does he reassure you that you'll be okay? The two of you turn to leave the waterfall of grace, this liquid love, and the pool of love at its base. What does Jesus say to you? and you to Him. How can you get back to this waterfall when you need to? Jesus, living water, pour into my soul. You know that this is my thirst today. Teach me the path to this waterfall of your grace that I may drink and be washed in your love. Living water, gush forth in me with life-giving love. In Christ's name, amen.